Good morning, Hiba. Good morning, Jill.
Yes, good morning, Miriam. Good morning, AV Radio.
It's gonna be an interesting weekend from the theater aspect of actually the completely new things coming up. Right?
Yes, we hope so.
So what is gonna be?
We're going to present to you a brand new opera in progress, which is called Ibsen. And it will be at Kripa on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 7:30.
Opera in progress means what?
Yeah, it means that what you will see and what you will hear is the libretto, the text of the story, plus the music. But we are presenting it not as an opera performance, because we did not work with people who had voices, opera voices. We're working with actors who are going to perform the script as a play. Mm-hmm. And in between each scene, you will hear the music for that scene that would be the music for the singers eventually to be singing. So you will see the scenes, you will hear the music, but not together at the same time.
Mm. So maybe it will happen in the near future.
Yes, I hope so. Mm. Yeah.
The libretto is done by Ronald Rand. He was visiting last year.
Yes, Ronald is a friend of mine who I met in Thailand. And he came last year to perform his one-man show called Let It Be Art. And he also offered some acting workshops. And at that time, he had brought this script with him. And he asked me to read it. He was interested in having it premiere in Oroville. So I read it, and I was struck immediately by the use of language, by the intensity of the scenes, how it jumps right in to the most intense moments. So while reading it, I had this thought that this could be an opera. Mm. And when I said to him, Ronald, I said, I love the script. I would love to work with it. Why don't you make this an opera? And he was, I'm sure, somewhat taken aback by that. But he took it. He took it in, and he thought about it, and he thought, yes, why not? And as these things go in Oroville, a good friend of ours, Hartmut van Leers, Orovillian, was at that time also in Oroville. And so I put the two of them together, and they met each other, and they hit it off, and Hartmut was offered the opportunity to write the music for his first opera.
So that would be Hartmut's first opera, and Ibsen also first time in that kind of mode, yeah?
As far as I know.
as far as I know.
And my first time attempting eventually to direct it as an opera.
Hiba, you are an actor, yeah?
Yes.
Actress, sorry. But how you see the whole project? What's brought you here? Where's the connection?
Jill and I got introduced through a friend of mine called Sharan, and he's also a theater person, and he likes putting people in touch with each other, I guess. So that's how we we first started emailing each other on the net, and then we started speaking, and then she sent me the script, and I loved the script. I thought it was fantastic, and it was a very interesting idea what she was planning to do. So, yeah, I'm having a great time. And
you're always going to be, you're playing?
I'm going to be playing the Muse. Mm. It's a character that keeps appearing. She's basically in Ibsen's head. So mm-hmm. She appears whenever he's stuck, when he doesn't know which way to go, or when he's feeling extremely frustrated.
So then you appear.
Then I appear with, yeah.
With some good advice.
Some good advice, yeah.
Sometimes we would need, all of us would need somebody like that.
Yes, someone whispering in our ear.
As you mentioned before, it's about last week, the period of Ibsen's life towards the end.
Yes. Yes, when he is very frustrated, in a sense of despair, looking back on his life, thinking, what have I done? Have I created anything worthwhile? You might call it the dark night of the soul. And it actually takes place in his imagination over the course of one night, in which he conjures up characters from his present, from his past, and all of these characters come to visit him and to offer some challenges, some words of advice, some consolation. It's a wonderful challenge for the actors, I think, especially for the main character, Nikolaus Deutsch, who is playing the character of Ibsen.
And he's a frequent visitor of Orville.
Yes, he's a frequent visitor of Orville. I think he came here in the very early days, in the 70s of Orville. So he's been attached to Orville one way or another for a long time. And he comes frequently. And when I saw him in the Solar Kitchen, I was looking for Ibsen, and I thought, there he is, that's it. And I didn't look any further because I knew that I had found the person I needed.
Who are the other actors also besides Heber and Nikolaus?
Okay, so Nikolaus Deutsch is playing Ibsen. Heber Shaw is playing the Muse. Lorraine is playing the part of Hedda Gabler, mm-hmm. which is a character that Ibsen created, one of his characters. Samta Agwal is playing Nora, the other character from A Doll's House. Florence is playing his wife Suzanne. A newcomer, name of Fabienne, is playing a character called Madame Dufresnay, who is a friend of Ibsen. Krupa Javeri is playing Marguerite, and Shilpi is playing Emily. Mm. These are two young women who come into Ibsen's life.
So it's a mixture of Aurorians, of visitors, and so forth.
Yes, I like to mix it up. I like to keep us on our toes.
Nevertheless, Ibsen is particular in his work. Yeah,
he requires you to meet him at his own level. Yes, it's not. It's a work. It's a kind of his kind of writing, explored social themes, social issues. I mean, you have to think he was writing at the turn of the last century, 1850s to 1900, a time of great social ferment, a time of Freud, a time of exploration. For him, what he came to discover in his own life was the necessity for awakening a sleeping Norway, a country that was still living, perhaps in his mind, in the Middle Ages. And through frustration, through despair, especially when he went to visit other parts of Europe, like Germany and Italy, where he spent quite a few years of his life, He wanted to wake up his countrymen and to help them to discover how they could move forward into the present, into the future.
So that is maybe the part that's challenged you to participate in the play opera in progress of Ibsen?
Yeah, basically Ibsen talks about the areas that we don't really like talking about, or we don't like going in there. But I think his writing is very modern in the sense that he wrote about people the way they were. And he showed them exactly like the character of Hedda. I read somewhere that it's basically based on him.
Yeah.
Hedda Gabler is a play that he's written. Besides that, there all the other plays, even Wild Duck, he writes about society who is trying to pretend to be something that they are not, and their pretensions are extremely visible. So I think the greatness in his writing is that he brought all that to life. He wrote about the society exactly as it existed without judging it. So because it was extremely clear. And I think he's an amazing writer.
So that way it does resonate to you because you are from Bombay, huh?
Yes, I'm from Bombay.
So you are probably Indian?
I'm Indian.
Yeah. But in that way, it does remind you on the current situation in India?
Yes, it does. Ways? It does. I mean, a lot of people in Bombay, a lot of people everywhere in the world are still like that. Still very, very caught up in the, trying to portray a certain image, trying to brush a lot of issues under the carpet and never, never, ever talk about it. So what Ibsen does is he goes under the carpet and under the bed and brings out all the issues and, you know, sticks them in your face. And he forces you to think about issues which you don't want to, which I think is very important as a person in order for you to develop, to become a truthful person or to reach a higher goal. You have to deal with everything, all the dark, because I think everybody is made of the dark side and the good side. And you have to acknowledge that dark part as well.
And that is probably also one of the reasons why Roland decided to do the premiere here.
I think so. I had the feeling that what he saw in his own work had some meeting in the aspirations of Orville, that he thought this play can resonate here. This play can speak to Orvillians. Orvillians can understand how to play this because they have challenged themselves in a way that Ibsen challenges us through his work.
What we're going to see, because it's not a regular opera, it's opera in progress, it's the actors, not opera singers.
Yes.
And we got the music, which is probably also not really typical. Mm. So what, as the member of audience, what I can expect on Friday night or Saturday night or Sunday night?
I have called it an opera in progress. It will be a workshop production. So the technical aspects will be very minimal set, minimal lighting. None of the actors are singing their parts, which in an opera is how it's done. So what you will see and hear is the story of Ibsen presented as a play, and the music, which would usually be played along with the voices, is going to be played in between each scene. So Hartmut, who is still working on his music, has created 8 or 9 pieces of music, and we will play them in between each scene. Mm-hmm.
So he didn't design it yet in the way to sing the lines, yeah?
No, if he had the voices, it could be sung already. Uh-huh. In other words, the music will fit each scene. When we have the voices to sing those scenes, the music has already been written that way. Mm-hmm. So you will be able to, it's a strange experience to listen to the music, because you understand that it's written for voice. Mm-hmm. So that will, right now it will complement each scene, but the actors will not be singing the part.
Mm. Interesting.
Yes. I am very happy to be working on this. Ronald is in cyberspace hoping to come to Orville, but so far hasn't been able to manage to raise the funds for his plane ticket.
You never know.
So you never know.
Still a whole week.
Of course. As he says, he's still working on it. So if he's not here, we love you, Ronald, for writing this play. And thank you, Heba, for coming.
Oh, my pleasure.
From Bombay.
I'm very happy to be here. I'm very happy to have met Jill and work on this lovely play.
And she's very modest. She's one of the actors who is involved in one of the great Indian theater companies called Motley Theater Company in Bombay.
I don't know.
Anyway, I'd like to say thank you to Motley and to Heba for joining us.
Yeah.
And please come and enjoy Ibsen.
Yes. And it's on the 11th, 12th, and 13th at 7:30 at Kripa.
Yes. Thank you both for coming. We're looking forward.
Thank you, Miriam.
So much.